You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Thine is the Kingdom. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
In his book, Living Faith, former President Jimmy Carter shares a true and revealing story. When Habitat for Humanity began serving poor families in our county, one of the wealthiest local women called Millard Fuller, the founder. "Why don't you build a house for my maid?" she demanded angrily. "She needs a new home as much as anyone." Millard explained the criteria for choosing homeowners, pulled out a standard form, and began to ask a few questions. "How long has she worked for you?" 23 years. "Is she a good and reliable worker?" "Of course. She comes every day, without fail."
"What is her name?"
"I don't know her last name, but her first one is Maud." From that incident, President Carter draws this conclusion. Like Maud's employer, many of us do not know or really care about our next-door neighbors. One obstacle to breaking down social barriers is that we don't quite know what to do. How many of us actually know a poor family well enough to have a cup of coffee in their living room or kitchen, or know the names of their teenage sons, or take their kids to a movie or a baseball game with our children, or, God forbid, invite them to our house? Have you ever been in Maud's shoes? We all have, some in greater and others in lesser ways. Have you ever felt like the person on the outside? You have a story to tell. We all do. It's your story and mine, the story of our hurts and our hopes. So you feel humbled, even humiliated, when no one cares enough about you to hear your story. That's why the song at the start of the TV comedy Cheers sticks in my mind. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. In our crowded, busy, and often impersonal society, everyone seems to have their little kingdom, and often they let you know with clear words or in subtle ways that there's no room in their kingdom for you. That's what's so great about God. He wants to welcome you into His kingdom. God is no respecter of persons. You can be Maud, or the haughty woman for whom she works. You can be the President of the United States, the Premier of Canada, or a prisoner in jail. God is no respecter of persons. That's good news and bad news. It's bad news because God is not at all impressed when you strut your stuff. You might have worldly wealth and prestige. You might have people working for you who obediently say, "Yes, sir," or "Yes, ma'am." You might be used to getting through life on your good looks. You might be a moral member of your community and a fine spouse and parent. You might be a very religious person. Why, you might even be a speaker on a well-known gospel program. I know a guy like that. And you know what? I cannot wow God with what I do, and you can't either. God, says 1 Peter 1:17, judges all people by what they have done, and He doesn't play favorites. Please, don't hang on to that silly idea that God takes you at face value. Did you satisfy all your friends, all your family, and all your co-workers this last week? Of course not. So when many people aren't impressed by you, why do you think God is? That bad news opens the way for good news. God does not want to hear the story of your merits, the story of your personal kingdom. But He does want to hear the story of your need for His help. He'll respond to your story, not with a Habitat house, but with a kingdom, His kingdom. God's kingdom is the gift of giving you, a sinner, His full approval, something you could never earn on your own, but something He gives you through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the good news which I'm encouraging you to believe. When this old world is getting you down, God's gift to you is to call you into His kingdom. His kingdom is a gift. God saved you through faith as an act of kindness. You had nothing to do with it. Being saved is a gift from God. It's not the result of anything you've done, so no one can brag about it. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. God calls His people into His kingdom by name. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 says, "Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." That call comes to you from Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd who calls His own sheep by name. John chapter 10, verse 3. This kingdom is not about the earthly things that so preoccupy us: our houses, cars, careers, our looks, prestige, and all the doomed stuff of our little earthly kingdoms. God's kingdom is a real spiritual kingdom that is being built in the hearts of people who hear the call of Christ and believe His word in the Old and New Testaments. You are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Christ Jesus Himself is the cornerstone. In Him, all the parts of the building fit together and grow into a holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. So to you, and to all of us who feel shut out by the kingdoms of this busy and impersonal world, hear the welcome call of Christ. Trust His merits and not your own, and be welcomed into His kingdom. You are no longer foreigners and outsiders, but citizens together with God's people and members of God's family, says Ephesians 2:19. Let this be your story, your new story. No longer an outsider, think of yourself as first and foremost a member of God's kingdom. Thine is the kingdom. Thank you, dear Father in heaven, for welcoming me into your kingdom. And let this also be the story that you share with others. A woman named Rosie tells her story in a discussion guide produced by the American Bible Society. Rosie says, "I am a cleaner in a large block of offices. The emptiness and loneliness I feel gets worse when I walk through the empty corridors and look into empty office cubicles. I try to imagine the faces of the important men and women who sit at the desks and behind the computers. I am a person from a minority community, without big qualifications, so I can never get a job like this. I have accepted my loneliness as a part of my life now. There are so many barriers I face each day. Yesterday, the young checkout person at the supermarket, she's as old as my second daughter, swore at me because I took a few minutes to look for an extra dollar in my bag. I don't owe anybody any money, and I always pay my bills, so I had to find that dollar. People avoided looking at me while I searched in my bag for the dollar. I wish people would talk to me more." Are you in the habit of talking to people who are different from you? Or do you shut down a conversation when someone's color, someone's education, someone's neighborhood, someone's hygiene, someone's language, someone's whatever turns you off? And if you are a churchgoer, what about your church? I quote again President Carter in his book Living Faith. The majority of church members, he says, are more self-satisfied, more committed to the status quo, and more exclusive of non-similar people than are most political office holders I have known. Some congregations are more like spectators than participants, depending on the pastor and the professional staff to provide the program. Now, you might dismiss what President Carter wrote as a politician's opinions. You are free to reject his opinion. But listen to what a non-politician says. Listen to more words from the Savior who died for your sins, because you are not acceptable to God apart from His grace received through faith. Listen to more words from the Good Shepherd whose Spirit has called you into God's kingdom. Jesus says in Luke 14, when you invite people for lunch or dinner, don't invite only your friends, family, other relatives, or rich neighbors. Otherwise, they will return the favor. Instead, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the handicapped, the lame, and the blind. Then you will be blessed, because they don't have any way to pay you back. You will be paid back when those who have God's approval come back to life. When you and other Christians act on the conviction that the kingdom is God's, not yours, not mine, you'll experience a real joy. Trinity Lutheran Church in Des Moines, Iowa, is a long-established congregation, founded in 1901. But they're not stuck in the past. Trinity's members are being thrilled by cross-cultural outreach. They didn't start cross-cultural ministry out of the blue. They didn't wake up one day and start going to the Rosies or the Mauds of Des Moines. They started with students, because students were on their doorstep. Trinity is located by Drake University. Then, when Laotians and later Sudanese immigrated to the United States and came to Des Moines, Trinity's campus outreach grew into human care, and finally into evangelistic mission. And since they are putting Thine is the Kingdom into practice, Trinity is an exciting place to be. Pastor Steve Olson says, it's like being with a first century congregation. You can almost feel as though you are living in the time of the apostles. You can almost sense this tremendous excitement as people discover the gospel for the first time. So for your joy and for your growth in faith, my plea to you and to your Christian friends is to let the story reverberate in your life. Let the story of how God has forgiven your sins, called you by name, and brought you into His kingdom reverberate in your life. Let the story reverberate in the chambers of your heart. Let the story reverberate in the walls of your home. Let it reverberate in the streets of the neighborhood. And I mean reverberate. My wife and I live across the street from the American Legion home in our town of Collinsville. Saturday nights usually bring a wedding reception to the Legion. Last night, some of the party people spilled out into the parking lot and turned up their radios as loud as they could go. It reverberated. My body felt the pulse of the music. Let the story of how God, through His Son Jesus Christ, has brought you into His kingdom reverberate with the words and the actions of your life. To quote Pastor Olson again, when Jesus says, make disciples of all nations, we don't have to go overseas in order to do that anymore. God is bringing the nations to us and giving us the opportunity to see that outreach of the gospel to all nations right in our own homes and our own communities. So let the story reverberate in your life. Thine is the kingdom. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.